Well, we're back. Now, continuing with Adorno, his book, Authoritarian Personality, and that, again, our education system today, contemporary, not just education, but workplace, government, church, military, it doesn't matter where you go. If you're in a diverse group, which is, you can't get away from that, dialoguing to a consensus, not preaching and teaching the truth, but dialoguing, Marx said in the eyes of the dialectical philosophy, and there's dialogue involved in that, there are no absolutes. Everything's relative. And so it's all on how you feel. In dialogue, you get to share how you feel, what you think. There are no absolutes in dialogue where you create an environment of uncertainty. I think 2 plus 2 is 4. Move 2 plus 2 is 4, which is certain, to an uncertainty. It's just an opinion. I think now. And so Adorno was all about how his material, his transformational Marxist, in moving American culture, and he's not the only guy. I'm just focusing on different men through these series of teachings. But he was an important researcher for the Marxists in America. The democratic mindset. They used revolutionary in Europe, and then they came here and just used the word democratic. Well, he writes in his book, a tendency to transmit mainly a set of conventional rules and customs may be considered as interfering with the development of a clear-cut personal identity in the growing child. See, if you have a tendency of a parent to tell your child what's right and wrong, the standards you've learned from the past, the standards you learn in the Word of God, to transmit mainly a set of conventional rules and customs, this is the way it's done, Adorno says, may be considered as interfering with the development of a clear-cut personal identity in the growing child. When God put a cannot in a garden, listen to the pattern. He interfered with the development of a clear-cut personal identity in the woman and in the man. Same pattern. And he's saying this, I call it thesis interrogation. He's saying this, you have to identify what you want to destroy. And Paulo Freire, he was a Latin American educator. He passed away a few years ago. He says, and this is big stuff today, folks. This is where we're going. We haven't arrived yet. There's more to come. He says, any interference with a child's natural inclination must be treated as a violent crime. Violent, treated like you, as a teacher, you took a gun out and pointed at that child. That's how these people are paranoid. That's how they see it. This is a spirit, folks, a spirit of hate. This is Satan saying, I will, I will, I will, I will, and I will not obey God. I will do what I want to do. I don't have to tell, I don't have to jump when God says jump. I don't have to jump when my parents say jump. See? That's this contempt for authority, question everything. And this has all been worked out intellectually. I call Bloom's taxonomy, which is built on this structure, contempt for authority before God. I call it secularized Satanism. It's just what Satan did in the garden, secularized, intellectualized witchcraft. This whole process is witchcraft. It's just intellectualized. And so it became academic. And so, wow, we've got to use the academic method. Use it in education, workplace, and government, everywhere you turn today. You know, even Rick Warren said he came to the Lord intellectually. Well, this is if you're going to come to the Lord intellectually, this is the only pathway you got. Because when I came to the Lord, it was faith in his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's preaching and teaching, which is foolishness. Of course, these guys will preach and teach, but then they get off in their little cloisters, and they dialogue. How do you feel? What do you think? And undo everything. It's just a little honey to bring the flies in. You got to have, you know, the process to deceive. And the process deceives. Sheepskin is you're doing some stuff right. Then he writes, Adorno writes, dominated by the authoritarian aspects of a parent-child relationship or by more democratic type of relationship, the ability of the subject to appraise his parents objectively as contrasted with an inclination to put the parents on a very high plane. So he's comparing the authoritarian aspect of the parent-child relationship is that the child puts the parent on a very high plane. Don't you put God on a very high plane? But he says, in a democratic type of relationship, the ability of the subject to appraise his parents' objectivity. Eve was absolutely right, dialectically, to look at the tree and to evaluate objectively God's command. That's every teacher who is certified in Bloom's taxonomy, that's their foundation. There is no other foundation, period. They can call themselves Christian all day long. And I'm not doubting their salvation. I'm just simply saying if they practice this, they're going to lose their faith in God. It's impossible to do this process and keep your faith in God. Impossible. Look what's happened to this nation. Turn on the media. Is there any fear of God in this nation? Is there any mention of God in reference and honor? No, if he's ever brought up, it's in human relationship factor. It's in all that the world has in common, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. Let me tell you, if you're a minister using this process, let me inform you something. Hell's permanent. There's no tolerance in hell. And if you're a called man of God, you better be preaching and teaching his word. You better be before the Lord at night going, Lord, what do you want me to say? And when he gives you what it is to say, you better not turn and say, well, last week we lost 5 members from the church because that was just too hard. You just gone too far, God. We got to give them a little flesh. We got to give them a little dopamine. We got to entertain them. We got to get Eros in there. We got to get the thump, 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 thump. Psych them up. Keep them coming back. Because I need the money. I need the salary. I need the trip to Anaheim. I need the retirement package. I need the respect of men. Woe be to you. Woe be to you. Woe be to the man who uses the bride of Christ for his own gain. Because that's all you're doing. You're using, you're manipulating the sheep for your own gain. So you can slaughter them and use them for your own prosperity and your respect of men. Boy, you know what the Bible says? It's better you were never born. Don't you dare call yourself a shepherd. Don't you dare call yourself a pastor. Don't you dare call yourself a minister of the Word of God. There are ministers, quote unquote, out there who are using this process that are homosexuals. That's an abomination before God. And they stand behind the pulpit and they talk about the love of God. Let me tell you something. They're going to meet the love of God. God loves the world, but he sent Jesus. And Jesus didn't say, you just practice the iniquity of this world and I'm going to invite you in. No, he covered your sins with his blood. He died on the cross for his bride. How dare you as a minister, quote unquote, use the bride of Christ as a prostitute? To sell her soul to the world so you can feel good about yourself and get the kudos from the flesh in the congregation. And it all comes right here in your education system. Somebody approached Hitler and said, you can never win. Hitler said, I already have won. I got your children in my classrooms. The German word for speed took on a new meaning after Hitler. It was how quick a teacher changed her position. Instantly, overnight, they all changed. Are you teaching and preaching the Word of God, standing up front, or are you getting in those circles with those kids, asking them how they feel and what they think? Same paradigm, same heresiarchal paradigm that Satan did with Eve in the garden. You call yourself a Christian teacher? Well, you know what you need to be doing? Like Jesus, he's your one. He's the highest plane. He's the very high plane that you worship. And you need to be doing like him. It is written. 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 Do I get excited about this? Where are those? The righteous need to be proclaiming the truth. Not dialoguing it. Not sharing how they feel about it or what they think about it. Proclaim it. But no, you send your child off to a quote-unquote Christian school. I've been to Patrick Henry University. I've been to Regent, and I've had the students come up and say, this is what we're taught. They are taught on Theodore Adorno, and it's a covering when they call themselves Christian institutions. They're apostate. Teachers are requiring students to turn in their papers, journals, 15 minutes a night, your dissatisfaction to the day. Teachers telling students, don't put scripture in there because the scriptures will turn your audience off. You just use natural reasoning. I even get that. I get that from Christians. Well, we'd love having you come here, but you just preach too much. You're a Bible thumper. You're offending too many people. We've got a wolf issue. We've got this issue. We've got that issue. Let me tell you something. Until you get rid of the heart issue, none of the rest matters. Well, let's go on with Adorno. We now bow down and worship this man, even in the church. He says an important feature of the Nazi program. Those are those preachers out there who are preaching hell and fire and damnation and also preaching the gospel, including, see, the grace and mercy of God. But they're not ashamed of the word of God. And they don't allow, you know, I was in Oregon. I heard a minister say, you know what? He said, we've got some books in this church that are going around and people are reading them. And you know why these books are in this church? It's because you're not in the word. You're not in love with Jesus. You're not in love with his word. You're in love with your opinion and men's opinions of God's word. See, people are running down to the Christian bookstore getting everybody's opinion. 50 years ago, you do go down to the Christian bookstore and you get research material on the word itself. Now you got to incorporate drugs and feelings and psychology and sociology and anthropology and all the ologies of the world so that we can do a group hug in the name of Jesus. And Jesus is going to say to you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, because I didn't know you. Deny yourself. See, when self is speaking, self loves pleasure, self loves the things of this world, and it's saying, oh, go over here and do this. Okay, we can justify it. We can use our heads and cover it with Jesus and the gospel and the word. Deny that. Bring every thought, every captive, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross. And that means you must be willing to face the rejection of relative, congregation, your community, the nation, the world. Do you really? Is that really what you want to do? No, that's not what you want to do. Do you think Jesus really wanted to go to the cross? Did he say the night before he goes, God, Father, I just can't wait. I'm just so excited. No, he said, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, 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 nevertheless. Doesn't matter how I feel or what I think. I'm not going to get into I feel and I think. And if I get in a Bible study that goes I feel and I think, it's apostate. I'm out of here. Because, Father, thy will be done. Period. He went to the cross in obedience to his Father. His Father loves you. His Father is patriarch. Do you love the Father? Jesus said, depart from me because I didn't know you. How does he know you? You love the Father. You obey the Father. You trust in the Lord with all your heart. You trust in the Father. You trust in his word. You don't go to the Father and say, well, I feel and I think. When Dad says, take the garbage out, you don't turn around and say, well, I don't feel like doing it. No, you have Abba Father. He's a loving Father. And you can share your heart's desire. And you can share your fears and your anxieties. But when he says go, you go. Not in this process. No, you got to get a group together, do the group hug, and justify. It's a group outcome. See, remember a few programs ago, I talked about Peter Drucker. He's the foundation of the church growth program. He says to the ministers, you got to find out what your business is. What is your business? And his answer is, get this, folks, his answer is, to the church. This is every mega church out there. This is their answer. To grow customers. To grow customers. You know how you grow customers? You sell them a product. You sell them goods. You satisfy their dopamine. You satisfy their pleasure. And you tell them it's good for them. And you can cover it with Jesus all you want. But it's not from God's authority. Because you're preaching and teaching from him. You're speaking with authority from him. Well, let's go back to the fascist thing, because that's the connection in all of this. That's the catalyst that justified the destruction of this nation and the destruction of the home. And so Adorno says an important feature of the Nazi program, it will be recalled, was the defamation of anything that tended to make the individual aware of himself and his problems. So what today is all about is getting you to think about yourself. You know, if you do the dialectical chart, there's thesis. That's tradition. That's patriarchal. Transition. You're trying to control. That's self. When you're told you can't go out, who do you talk to? You talk to your parents first. They say, because I said so. So the transition is you talk to yourself. So the parent has to get self under control. And they'll do it first until the child finally learns to get self-controlled. See, humble yourself, deny yourself, self-control, discipline, control. See, discipline yourself. That all correlates. Do you understand? That all correlates with this process to fascism, to Hitler. You got to get rid of Hitler. You got to get rid of God. You got to get rid of the patriarch. You got to practice patricide. That's psychology. That's Freud. He begins and starts with patricide. You got to kill the father. Don't just kill him, annihilate him. That means in the brains of the child, the father's irrelevant, and in the community, there's no support. See, for the traditional home to go out there in the community and find support, it's difficult today because the media and the culture and the church is not going to support the traditional home. There's huge ministries in this nation that talk about the home. They go to homeschool conventions, and yet when they actually, the parents are in a patriarchal system in their home, they go to the kids and they draw the kids out from the home, get them in the how do you feel and what do you think group, and attack the home all the time, covering themselves with a ministry to supposedly protect the home. They're apostate. They're the worst of all. Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or cold because lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. What is Jesus going to do to those men who use his bride for their own gain and that's all they're doing? They're going to get their reward here. They can get all the kudos they want. They can publish all the books. They can make all the money. They can go to all the conventions. But let me tell you something. When they stand before God, their creator, they're going to hear from him. These were my sheep. My son shed his blood for them. How dare you prostitute them? How dare you practice a heresiarchal paradigm? How dare you worship the whore whose lips are dripping with the blood of the saints so that you can empower the beast? The apostate church today, the mega churches today, are simply empowering the Antichrist. Boy, they're going to take that out of context because they hate the truth. Just like the scribes and Pharisees will always try to find something to accuse Jesus of. That's the way they think. Well, you know, I have liberals come to meetings and they don't like what I have to say, but they can't refute a thing I say because I read their books. This is their works. This is their God. This is what they worship every day. This is what they get up in the morning and they go to bed at night thinking about. They're deceived. They don't understand that they're actually the enemy against God. Whoa. As long as they're breathing, they might be okay. They better pray hard. They never stop breathing because they're going to meet him. They're going to meet him. Then Adorno writes, every kind of psychology except aptitude testing, in other words, how bright you are, came under attack. Do you understand the communists used psychology and sociology? And of course, Hitler, who was a fascist structure, he attacked the use of social psychology because its foundation was dialectic on a global scale, not dialectic on a national scale. The study of the soul? Freud didn't understand the soul. God breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of man. When God breathes the breath of life into you, he's the standard. There is no standard. There's no standard on the face of the earth. He's the standard. He's the highest authority. You think you ever studied that in psychology? You ever seen the Ten Commandments and studied them in psychology class 101 with respect and honor to them? No, psychology was your oddities. I out of this, I out of that. It was your rebellion, your spirit of rebellion to authority. That's all that psychology is. And so it was attacked by Hitler. That's not true, though. He used it. He used it. You know, they always accuse somebody else of the stuff that they're using that the other person uses, too. I'm just saying, we got to get back to the Word of God. Let trust in him. And then he writes, and I've shared this before, he says, some tolerant people are fighters. They're intolerant of intolerance. See, they're out there to destroy the pop and mom business. Read Lenin's speech, 1920. The whole speech, millions died from this speech. It's the same speech coming out of the leadership of this nation. They're not as blatant as Lenin was, but it's the same paradigm. It's the same structure. You got to destroy pop and mom business. You got to destroy the small businessman. Oh, they're saying, oh, we want to help the poor and bring them up for equality, and we want to tax the rich. Let me tell you something. They're not going to oppress the rich. They're going to oppress the middle class. They have to destroy the middle class, because without the middle class being destroyed, you can't get rid of the patriarchal system. You can't get rid of the father, head of the home, the desire of the heart of the wife is to the husband and children obey their parents and the Lord. That's the middle class patriarchal system. And Lenin's whole speech was how to wipe them off the face of the earth. Now, he didn't just say Russia. He said off the face of the earth. And the U.S. mandate today is how to destroy that traditional patriarchal home off the face of the earth. There is no other purpose for what's going on in the healthcare program. Oh, they'll sell you they care about you. You get up there in years, you better pay attention going into the hospitals, because they're going to have choices of drugs. They're going to give you the drugs that give you instant results, but have, they call it non-lethal weapon. It's going to have an effect on you, have a quicker effect on you dying with dignity. I have nurses from hospices come to meetings, and they say this is absolutely right, what I'm sharing, in tears. Theodore Adorno, he writes, a natural step in the present study, therefore, was how to conceive of a continuum. See, that's a spectrum. That's a taxonomy. This is Bloom's taxonomy. Bush, before he was president, governor in Texas, he mandated the Teeks test curriculum, which was Bloom's taxonomy. Kindergarten children learning how to determine who's of worth and who's not based upon their paradigm. They don't know the ramifications. They simply learn a particular way of thinking in the environment. And there were those in Texas who tried to present a traditional patriarchal education system, and they were, boy, you talk about being attacked. They were shut down by the so-called conservatives. So you're saying we have to look at a continuum extending from extreme conservatism. That's Jesus over here. What my Father commands, that's what I do. He who does my Father's will in heaven is my brother, sister, and mother. An example of a fundamental religious extremist. An example of an authoritarian. If you're looking at it through dialectical eyes, that's what you're going to see with Jesus of the Bible. And then to extreme liberalism, the greatest liberalist of all was Satan. He was the one who allowed Eve, helped Eve to discover enlightenment. So she no longer had to depend upon revelation, God's revealed word, which doesn't make sense at the time. And to construct a scale which would place individuals along this continuum, every certified teacher in the classroom is using that continuum today. Actually, if you're in the church, that's used as well with the whole church growth mega church system. Synergy. You got to use that to develop synergy. It's all measurable. And then Adorno writes, liberals tend to view social programs as symptoms of the underlying social structure. They're looking at the way you think. What's the structure you come from? If you get on my website, I talk about a history in understanding or identifying paradigms. There's a section in there on history. Now, we look at history from standard of right and wrong. And so we can look way back and we say this guy was right and this guy was wrong because we have a set standard. That's not how they see history. History is your upbringing. History is the last meeting you were in. History is which paradigm you used to solve a problem. Liberals tend to view social problems as a symptom of the underlying social structure. Which structure did you use? If we have a problem in the community, you go down to fix the bridge, the role of the facilitator is to evaluate everybody in a room. According to Bloom's taxonomy, the whole system is who are patriarchal. Those are the ones who cause the bridge to collapse. Right? They don't say that, but you see, we can't fix the bridge without the village. We don't want somebody coming to the room and say, hey, I know how to fix the bridge. See, in a traditional setting, the chairman, using Robert's Rules of Order, which allows you 10 minutes to persuade, there's no dialogue going on. You simply present your position. Somebody might oppose you, but those are persuasions. And then you have a majority vote. But no, they bring in a facilitator. And the facilitator is not going to do what an honest chairman would do. He would say, who in the room knows how to fix a bridge? And you might know how, and you stand up and say, this is how it's done. And people would say, yeah, that's really good. That really makes sense. And then everybody can have input when it comes to budget because their money's involved. And we can have a yay or nay. We've got the data up front. No, the facilitator says, oh, this is such a complex issue. We're going to spend 20 weeks getting together with meetings going, I feel and I think, because the issue is not to fix the bridge. The issue is to fix you, is to change your paradigm. We don't want the bridge fixed with a patriarchal, national, states' rights, county rights, parents' rights, business rights, accountability to higher authority, inalienable rights system. Anytime you have a facilitator, that patriarchal system is under attack to be annihilated. It cannot be used as a tool to fix the bridge. And so they look at it as an underlying social structure. Is there too many patriarchal people in the room? If I'm facilitating, there's too many of you in the room. I can't do it. I'll just say, well, okay, we're going to meet some other time. And I'll make sure I have the right constellation of people in the room. Most people just want to fix a bridge and they don't care and they're gullible. And there will be a few traditional. And when you share, you probably get upset because you don't like challenging my authority. And people hear your voice raised. And all of a sudden they think, well, you're sort of autocratic and hateful. And I'll be nice. And I'll say, well, I appreciate you sharing. Next. See, it's noise. I want to get everybody's input. The 3-minute time limit. Everybody's input negates you. Then if you continue to speak, folks, you're all wrong. And this is a way to fix the bridge. You're the only one who has to do it. Because I can ask a 12-year-old, well, how do you feel about it? And say, well, I feel like we should fix it because I used to ride my bike over the old one. And I can ask a 16-year-old, well, what do you think about it? Well, I think it should be pink. Everybody can share their opinion. But here you're the expert. As I've shared in prior programs, the last space shuttle that crashed was because they chased the engineers out of the room. They cannot and must not kind of people left the room, and they will always leave the room when you have I feel and I think people making the decisions. That's intentional, folks. We used to look at the Soviet system and laugh at them because they had to copy what we did. Now, look at us. We're doing the same system. And a diverse group. A town hall meeting, dealing with the bridge, you got a diverse group. Dialoguing to consensus, no longer Robert's Rules of Honor with an honest chairman. Now we dialogue. How do you feel? What do you think? Get around the table. Over social issues, that's all the materialism, that's all Eve was dealing with, a social issue. She negated God. It was an issue of spiritual. She made it material. In a facilitated meeting, you got to have the devil in the room. That's a Soviet, folks. That's a Soviet system. I, back in college, had a chance to take a class under a Harvard graduate who earned his doctor's degree in communist Yugoslavia, studied the Soviet system, and when I saw Gold's 2000 over 20 years ago come on the scene, I said, we can't be this stupid. Folks, we are this stupid. Your child down there in a diverse group, dialoguing to a consensus in that group, great, over social issues, all the environmental issues, in a facilitated meeting, they're practicing a Soviet form of government. You worry about us becoming a communist nation? We are a communist nation. You know what communism does to your attitude of this is my child and not your child, this is my property and not your property? It's going to be annihilated. See? And this is the leadership we put up there. As Colin Mao said, we now have a transformational president. It was before he became the leader of this nation. Transformational Marxist, folks. Am I against our government? No. Even George Washington said, you know, if you go any other route, even for good, if you go away from the Constitution, if you go to these executive orders, if you go another system, even for good, it is whereby good government is destroyed. I'm for good government, limited government. But no, folks, this is no longer limited government. It's coming into your home and telling you how you are to think. There is no meeting going on around you without it directly affecting how you think. They're all changing you from a patriarchal right and wrong way of thinking, biblical, which only God recognizes. See, God will only recognize that paradigm, to a heresiarchal paradigm. See, the conservatives view them as a result of individual incompetence or immorality. In other words, we tend to look at a person, whether they're moral or immoral. These guys look at us, how you think, whether you're thinking patriarchy. If you're thinking patriarchy, you're worthless, you're irrelevant, you don't deserve to have children, you shouldn't have. Oh, man, Wilhelm Reich said, if you have a large family, that's the ultimate cause of fascism. You got to destroy the traditional home, just make abortion available. You know, it's just a feces. Forget the fact that it's its own blood. It's not a growth on the mother. If a mother has a growth on her, it's her blood going through it. That is not her blood. But out of sight, out of mind. You can do anything you want. You can even put Jews in concentration camps and kill them and burn them up. Do you understand we're doing the same paradigm? The same paradigm. And it's the liberals who want, quote-unquote, freedom. No, they don't want freedom. They want liberty of the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the only way you can do that is like Satan did, get Eve to focus on the tree, all the cannots, and convince yourself that you can. Nothing's impossible. See, that's where we are as a nation. Wicked nation, promoting wickedness around the world. How do you overcome it? God's not going to do anything with this nation to change it. He's going to look at your heart. That's what makes the difference. See, well, he's going to look into your heart. Is it worth making any change in this nation? See, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's between you and him. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Let him be the one who directs your steps.